So we're doing this thing now according to Tosfos. So the Gemara is Shabbos Chaf Dalet Aleph, fourth line. Okay. So we already did it kind of according to Rashi, but let's do some Tosfos now. So Yibayla, read the Gemara again just to get the facts straight. So Yibayla who? It's very simple. Mahu lahaz kir shel Chanukah berachas matzah. What is the din regarding mentioning Chanukah and benching? Right? Al nisim, do you say al nisim and benching or not? Do you say kiven the derabanan hu lamad greenan? Do you say since Chanukah is a derabanan day, therefore you don't mention it? You don't need to mention it. Okay. O dilma mishum persum nisim lamad greenan. But do you say even though it's derabanan, still because of persum anisa you do mention it? Okay. Because of persum anisa you do mention it. Okay. So we might end up concluding you don't have to, but if you want to, you could. Okay. So they say you're not chayiv to. Okay, so we did Rashi last time. So Rashi, the first top Rashi says, "Berachas Mazon betfila pshitalon shai lahalal ulahoda anikvu k'demrin leil." So he says in tefila, notice the Gemara never asks, "Do you mention al nisim in tefila?" It's pasha to the Gemara that he answered in tefila. So why is that pasha? Right? Why is the pasha to the drabanan? The days of drabanan. So he says because the days were set up for halal and oda. So where is the halal? How do you do halal and oda? Where do you do oda? So the answer is, where do you do Oda? In Tefillah, right? Every day, a person does also Oda three times a day, right? So therefore, the when they're Misakin, the days of Halal and Oda, the way they set up, Halal, you do Halal, right? Every day, and Oda is you add into Modim. Modim is like a generic Oda, and you include in your generic Oda, you include Al Hanisim. So that's not a Kasha. But Birchas HaMazon is a particular. Birchas HaMazon is particular about benching on the Aretz and the Mazon. It's not just a general, and you may not even bench. So you can't say the way you may not eat. There's not like you have to eat a suda. So you can, the way they set up the yomim can't be that you have to give oda in benching. Maybe you're not even going to bench. So the halal oda, the yomim were set up that you do halal oda in tefillah. Okay, and therefore that's pashat that you have to do oda in tefillah. At least definitely in tefillah. The question is, what about in benching? Do you say since Durabanan you don't do it? So we explained last time that Durabanan means like this. So what's Durabanan going to do with it? So we said that so the difference between a Durabanan day and a Deraisa day. Deraisa day, the very, there's a Kedusha Sayyam. The day itself is distinct. It's set apart. And the whole day, it's like it's not a Yom Chol, it's a Kedusha Sayyam, it's a different day. Okay, forget Rosh Chodesh for now, because the Gemara is going to question Rosh Chodesh later. But let's take Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now, the day is different in that, or it affects, everything about the day is different. So the sudos are Suda Shabbos, Suda Yontif, different sudos. And so far as it's a different Suda, so it's going to be a different benching, because benching is on the Suda, different Yom, different Suda, different benching. Right? Suda's benching is on the Suda. So since it's a different Suda, it's going to be different benching. And how do you make differentiate the benching? By mentioning Al-Yavar, it's right. But on Chanan, Darabanan, they can't make the day into a different substance of Yom. There's no Kedushas Yom. It's not. It's still Yom Chol. Chanukah's fall. Malacha, it's Yom Chol. But they're set up. They're koveya it for mitzvahs. Certain types of mitzvahs. Halal, Da, Hadlakas Aneros, Sudas Purim, Shalach Manos, whatever it is. But it's no. You don't say the whole Yom is distinct. So, for instance, my breakfast on Chanukah isn't the Sudas Chanukah. It's just breakfast. You know, it happens to be Hanukkah. So therefore, my benching is going to be the benching of breakfast. Because intrinsically, you don't say that the benching must reflect Hanukkah, because a meal doesn't relate to the Yom. It's just a meal. Just like we said, just like if you go to the bathroom on Shabbos or Yom Tov or whatever, you don't say Asher Yotzer, you mention Shabbos, because going to the bathroom is going to do the Shabbos. There's no relationship to Shabbos. But a meal does relate to Shabbos. A meal is to the Shabbos, it's Yom Tov. But there's no Sudas Hanukkah. There's no Chanukah, so therefore it's Darabanan. So there's no intrinsic Mechayiv to mention the day. Or do you say, somehow pursue my Nisa as Mechayiv? Even though it's true, you don't have to because of the Yom, but it's an opportunity to pierce them, and that's going to be Mechayiv. You can't, so to speak, since it's possible to mention the day and it will function for pursue my Nisa, something like that, so therefore that will be Mechayiv. And that's what we did Rashi last time. I'm just kind of, mentioning this to the Pesimini stuff. But Tosus one is different. Okay, so that's basically what we did last week, and we're basically ready to go to Tosus. Is there a question? One thing we mentioned about Pesimini is that it would seem, in general, Pesimini we think of as being a public thing. But you do have a case of, like, Shas Sakana, you put it on your table, and that's enough. Like, Ner Chanukah, you know? So how is that person? Right? So you could say the Bnei Bias, you know, but it doesn't say that in the Gemara. It doesn't say you make sure that they're Bnei Bias awake or whatever. It sounds like that's it. So we just said, I mean, this is a svara, is that Pirsum is essentially a din of a, it's a certain type of a zechira. A zechira meaning like memorializing the events of the Nes. To make it eternal in the minds of Klal Yisrael, the fact that the Nes happened. And the way that takes place is primarily through telling everybody about it. But in a time where that's not possible, because it's Sakana, so then the way it's maintained, this knowledge is maintained, is through the individuals, every guy in their home, in their table does it. You know, so you keep the thing going by personally doing it, and that will hold it over till the next door, and then it'll be, you know. So it's like, it's a, Pirsum is like the fullest form of the Zechira, the form which it should take, you know, under ordinary conditions. But it could also exist in a lesser form. You know, that it's, because it's the idea of making it public. So yeah, in theory, by doing actions every year that do it, even by yourself, you're kind of retaining, you know, keeping it known. So therefore, in benching, also it could partake of that. You're talking about the nays, talking about the, you know, on your, you know?
Right.
Okay. Okay. So that was Rashi, and we did other stuff in the Gemara, but let's go to Tosas. So Tosas, there's two Tosas I want. I didn't mention both of them, but one of them is an interesting Tosas. Let's look at the first Tosas. I think maybe I mentioned this last week, but he says, Tema. Tehach mil sahavid asuke le'el gabe mili techanaka. He says, this Gemara should have been brought up by Hanukkah, by the Hanukkah Sugyos. So what's he talking about? So if you look at the Parak, it's an interesting note. But if you've learned through the Parak, you'd have noticed this, probably. So it starts with Bama Malikim. Which light candles could you use for Shabbos candles? Which ones can't you use for Shabbos candles? It's Shabbos stuff, right? Okay, so it talks about all the different kinds of halachas, about how you do Shabbos candles, you can't do for this for Shabbos candles, whatever, fine. Then, basically, after it talks about the candles that you could use and can't use for Shabbos, on Chaf Aleph and Aleph, on the bottom it goes, the psilos shmanim, these wicks and candles and oils, which they said you can't use for Shabbos, could use them for Hanukkah. Right? It segues, these wicks, which we're talking about, vis-a-vis Shabbos, what about vis-a-vis Hanukkah? And that begins a large discussion of Hanukkah. Okay, it segues from Shabbos to Hanukkah. And then basically it goes for a few daf talking about Hanukkah stuff. Right? That's Chav Beis, Chav Gimel. Right? And then Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Okay. And then it goes to back to Shabbos. Okay. Arguably, fine. With a lo b'shem and Sreifa on Chav Gimel Amud Beis on the bottom, it goes back to a quote from the Mishnah, which is talking about Shabbos candles. You can't use Shem and Sreifa. My Shem and Sreifa. All right, it's explained back to Hanukkah. I'm back to Shabbos. Hanukkah's done. Back to Shabbos. Then it goes, does that for about 10 lines. Right? And then on top of Chav Dalam and Aleph, it goes back to Hanukkah again. It says, oh, could you mention Al Nisim in Hanukkah? In benching. Right? So he's saying is, that those is Kasha, is I thought we're done with Hanukkah. Why didn't it just take this Gemara here about Al Nisim and whatever and shove it back into the Hanukkah stuff? Why did it end Hanukkah, go back to Shabbos, and then it's doing Hanukkah again? You know, talking about Al Nisim and Hadar, right? So that's his kasha. And he leaves it alone. He doesn't answer it. Right, it's a good kasha, though. Right? I mean, just an organization. What kind of order is this? Right?
Doesn't the Gemara normally go in haphazard, but it's kind of has some strange flow to it. It goes from topic to topic, and sometimes it jumps to random topics as well.
Apparently not.
That's his question. The Gemara goes in an order.
Some sort of
an
order.
Extended.
Yeah, right. Tangents, right.
The tangent of Hanukkah is fine.
Yeah, right.
The question is, why is Tosfos asking this question here? You can ask it.
He does. I mean, he does. No, he does ask it. I mean, presumably because what seems to you to be a tangent to be totally random isn't really random, and it makes sense. Tosfos understands it. And if you probably looked at it carefully, you'd probably be able to trace it also. You know, it seems like that, random. But
he doesn't ask why it's Hanukkah and Bama.
No, he doesn't ask that, because Gemara does that. Right, but it's more just saying, it's like, you want to do Hanukkah here, but then don't do Hanukkah, then jump back to Shabbos, then go back to Hanukkah. It just, you know, it's not the ordinary Derech of the Gemara. So, I mean, it's a study. I mean, it is a study. There are Tosas in that deal with this, and there's all kinds of, you know, there's Tosas in that deal with what I was just doing today. It tells us, figuring out why Rabbi Yehuda Nasi ordered, what was he doing? We're doing Sota. Why is Sota after Nazir? And why is Nazir and Seder and Nashim? and why is Nedarim after Ksubos? I mean, they're Tosim and deal with these things. Gemara deal with these things also. Gemara is Anto. I mean, these are the types of things which are dealt with, because it's not arbitrary how they order these things. And these things are discussed. I mean, it's not, you know, we don't ordinarily do this kind of thing. We just try to define things. But it's something which the Rishon and the Gemara do. You know, there is a Seder. So Tosim is just saying, is it out of order? Right? He leaves the Tema. Tema is a Kasha. He just leaves it. Right? He doesn't really have an answer. Okay, so so Fishbein, so it's in David Fishbein. Do this. He said, "Why didn't Tosfos?" It seems like a simple answer. Okay, well, a simple answer you could say, which is Akasha, because if there's a simple answer, we're missing something. Tosfos shouldn't miss a simple answer. But he said, why not just say he was dealing with candles? In other words, there's an Er Shabbos and Er Chanukah. He's dealing with the Neros of Chanukah and all the halachos of Er Chanukah. Right, and then it's done with that. Finish the halachas in Er Chanukah. Then it goes back to the halachas in Er Shabbos. Now it's talking about a different thing. It's not the Neros. This is a different discussion. Right? Not mentioning Al Nisim. It's a different thing. We mention Al Nisim, Odah, on the Yom. It's not the topic of the Neros anymore. So after it's done with all the Neros, so now it says, okay, fine, we brought up Chanukah, you know, but we finished our Neros discussion. We're not going to keep going on Chanukah, so it doesn't have to do with the Neros, because it's about the Neros. And then we'll go back to mentioning a side point which came up about Chanukah. Chanukah is another aspect besides the Neros, totally separate from Neros, done with the Neros discussion. And then we'll bring up the Chanukah. So the Hildah, do you mention Al Nisim on Chanukah? You know, benching. Right, so that was his question. I mean, he just said, why is Tosa so bothered by that? Sounds like a decent answer. So Sammy says, maybe Tosa, he can't say his answer because Tosa's already discussed Al Nadah. Right, earlier, my Chanukah. But my Chanukah is just that we're talking about Ner Shabbos. So we're on Ner Shabbos. They say, what about the wicks? The Shabbos wicks, could you use them for Chanukah? So it says, you could, you can't. And it says, wait, Chanukah, what's Chanukah? So it explains what Chanukah is. And it's quoting the source, the original source of Chanukah, which is this Braisa, which talks about the story of Chanukah. And they set up for Halan Odah. And then, fine, now we know what Chanukah is. And now we can understand, you know. But and then it's done with that. I mean, now it understands and it's continuing on discussion on Er Chanukah. So it's true, it's the Halal Adah, but it's just that's because that's the Braisa which is quoting, which is telling you about Chanukah, you know. But then it's continuing, it's not pursuing it, you know. Not pursuing that. I mean, unless he's saying it should have been there, unless that's what those means. Once you said Halal Adah. But I mean, it's in the middle of discussing Neros. It's not, it just has to mention my Chanukah, and that's the Braisa, you know. So that's just the kasha. The kasha, I guess, the Fishman's thing is not that it's the greatest answer in the world. It's just like why it's so compelling to the kasha. There's a tema. Like, I mean, look, so there's different ways. You could have said, look, it's a tangent on the tangent. To start going, Chanukah itself is a tangent. You're a tangent to that. Ner Chanukah is a tangent to Ner Shabbos. And you say a tangent to that. Talk about, let's talk about Chanukah. Finish up Neros and then do Chanukah. So, you know, you could hear either way. But it tells us like a tema. It's just, you know, I wouldn't say it's a tema on Tosfos that he says tema, but it's a question, you know. Okay. But let's leave it alone, okay? I happen to have an answer, but let's move forward. Okay.
First,
we have
to talk about other stuff?
Yeah, first we have to talk about other stuff. Yeah. You could just say, look, we don't really know this stuff that well. And apparently Tosfos, that was a tema. I mean, I don't know, it's not the kind of thing that we could have, you know. I'm just saying, it's like, it's a matter of style. In a certain sense, it's a matter of style. So you could just say, let's defer to Tosfos. I don't know. He thinks in terms of how much have we done to study of the tangents and tangents, and whatever. Tosfos is holding the tema. So, you know, even though, like, we could come up with this thing, but Tosfos is saying, no, that's not the way it goes. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't spend that much time on trying to solve this thing, because I think we think about it a little bit, we realize that we're not really experts in this type of thing. You know, we spend our time trying to understand the halakhic system, not so much the style of Gemara's. And, you know, it's just not. I mean, some people study that, but and Tosfos is apparently dead. You know, but we're just, you know, I'm just kind of piecing together a little argument. Maybe you can answer like this, but you know, so that's why I wouldn't really work that many hours on trying to come up with an answer to this Tosfos. You know, but still a fair question. Just because you can't necessarily answer it, it's a good to ask it, and maybe an answer will present itself. Okay, so. Back burner. Okay? Okay. Now here's the Tosfos I really wanted to do, though. Okay?
Warm up.
Yeah, that was a warm up. Just to make sure, you know. Yeah. Shachanaka. I want to start something complicated. This way, this will be simple. Shachanaka. It's Pashut in tefillah that you mention Chanukah. Why? Mishum the tefillah b'tzivorhu. Because tefillah is b'tzivor. You can pursue menisa on that. There's pursue menisa. Aval virchsam ozon shebebayis. Benching is in the house. Right? Like a pursue menisa kol it high. It's not that much pursue menisa. Since it's not that much pursue menisa, so you'd say, don't do it. You're not chayiv to do it.
It's not
tefillah, you're chayiv. Because that's a lot of pursue menisa. That's b'tzibor. This, that's usually b'tzibor, I guess. Whatever. It doesn't have to be b'tzibor, but at least it's usually b'tzibor. But benching is usually, like benching could also be b'tzibor, whatever. But usually benching is a private thing. Usually tefillah is a public thing. So the thing is, so therefore we're saying it's partial. The Gemara never asked whether you mentioned Al Nisim and tefillah. The only Gemara's question was whether you mentioned that in a benching, which is not that much pursue menisa. It's a little bit pursue menisa, but it's not that much. So Shai is good as Kulehai is like a word which if you define sugyas, that's one word which kind of makes you shudder, It's Takasha, Like it's like if a guy says a svara and he says it's not that much of a thing, You just kind of. But Tosis, unfortunately Tosis does say, Rishonim use that lashon a lot. So you could just say it's a good svara, or each time it comes up you could say, what does that mean? Right? I think that's the right way to go. So what does that mean, not Kulehai? What kind of thing is that? It's a little bit, it's not so much. Right, what kind of thing is that? Sounds like what percentage amount of pursue menisa you have to do? Sounds like a quantitative question. What?
Once you read the next line of the Gemara. The Gemara explains what the question is. Does Haven do mean the Rabbanan?
Oh, I know. It's a good question. The question is what do you mean? I know. What happened to Rabbanan? I know. It sounds like Tos is explaining. What's the Ibaya? Do you say a little bit of Pesum and Nisa is chayiv or not? So what about the Rabbanan? So the Gemara mentions the Rabbanan. It's like he's ignoring that. Totally. Right? Okay. That's a good question. Can we answer that question? How's Tos going to deal with that? So I think you give the same answer as we said before, basically. Okay? Which is that if you bring up the discussion of do you mention Al Nisim in benching, automatically you think, wait a second, of course you do. You mention Rosh Chodesh, you mention Yontif, you mention Shabbos. Why? You always mention the day, right? So what's the kasha? Where are you coming from? What's the question coming from? So Gemara says, no. Here you'd argue that you don't mention it. The normal reason you mention it doesn't work here because it's Darabanah. Right, so do you say you don't mention it because the normal reason you mention it, Darabanan, it doesn't apply because it's Darabanan, right? Which is the Sfar or whatever, right? Or do you say it's true that you don't mention it because Darabanan, the normal mention reason, and forget about it. But there's another reason, Pirsumanisa is Machayev, right? In which case the question ultimately is Pirsumanisa Machayev? I mean, Darabanan isn't, right? Because it is Pirsumanisa Machayev. So now you have to wonder, well, okay, so why didn't you ask that same question by tefillah? Tosus asks, right? Because by tefillah, also it's a darabanan or whatever, why should it be mentioned? Right? Why by tefillah is it pashut that you do mention it? Right? So he says, oh no, because tefillah, definitely the pirsum is going to be a machayev. Okay, that's not a kasha. Right, so it's true, it's Rabbanan, but the Pearson is definitely at the level of Chiyav, and therefore there's nothing to ask. But here, there's a question, is the Pearson enough to be Mechayiv? Yeah. So the question, the Chakira ultimately is the Pursume, which is not Kulehai, is that going to be enough to be Mechayiv or not? But the Gemara's, and that's the way Tos explains the Ibaya. But the only thing is that the Gemara is mentioning the Rabbanan because it has to. There's a more primary reason you'd think to mention it, which you have to explain why why it doesn't apply before you could even get going with the very question. You know what I mean? Rashi learned. I mean, I think Rashi would answer this question, the Rabbanan, similarly. But Rashi learned by tefillah it's pasha because it's set up halada and halada. The Chanukah set up halada. That's mekuyam through tefillah. Therefore, by tefillah there's no question. But now the question is, what about benching? Because you don't have to do halodah, it's not done through halodah, through benching. So now the question is, do you say therefore benching, that's it? Haskara, it's only Darabanan. Or do you say Pearson? Pearson's Machayev. The difference is between Rashi and Tosvos. What's the main difference? What are you telling me? What's the main difference between Rashi and Tosvos? an indifference. Okay, so a difference, just if you read through carefully, the difference is why do we say Al Nisim in Tefillah?
Oh, go ahead.
Right? Why do you say Al Nisim in Tefillah? Forget how you learned this Gemara bench, why do you say Al Nisim in Tefillah?
Okay.
Right? You don't even have to get into Tefillin or anything, right? Why do you say Al Nisim in Tefillah? Right. According to Rashi, it's because the days were set up as Yimei Halva Hodah. So how are you going to do Halva Hodah? I know where Halva is. I don't know where Hodah is. Halva Hodah, how are you going to do Hodah? Well, you don't just get up and say Hodah. You do it in Tefillah. That's why you have Al-Nisim. That's what Al-Nisim is. Right, what was Al-Nisim set up for? It was set up for Hodah. That's what Rashi says, Halva Hodah. The days are set up, like my Hanukkah. The days are set up as days of Halva Hodah. Where do you do Hodah? Al-Nisim. Tefillah. Right? That's what Rashi says. Tosfos says, no. Apparently, Halva Hodah doesn't mean that. What's Halva Hodah? I don't know. Halo. I guess Halo does. Like one, whatever, part of Halo, and Halo you say, Odecha, I don't know, this Halo, whatever, something like that. Really, Halo da would not generate, say Al Nisim, forget Al Nisim. Why are you doing Al Nisim? Pearson. Al Nisim and Tevila because of Pearson. Bitsibor. It's Pearson. Right? Then there's a question, okay, fine, now that's Pearson, what about do you also do that Pearson and Bending? Right? But before you get to that, right, tefillah itself is more it's more primary than benching, right? I mean, that's behind the scenes of this Gemara is tefillah. And they're arguing, Rashi does the arguing, is what's so pashut? Why is tefillah pashut? Right? So, in that machlokas, who would you say is easier to understand? Or who is hard to understand? That's the thing Shlomo is saying. Lighting menorah is piercing.
Yeah, why can't you do piercing in multiple ways?
Okay, so I'd say it's because lighting menorah is you're taking a candle and putting it on the Parashas Sarabim, and that's piercing. I mean, that's the idea. They wanted to set up piercing menisa. So piercing menisa is through the candles. Right now you're saying is now also in davening we say, you mentioned Al Nisim, that's also, I mean, you could say, look, I might as well have five piercings. But I mean, it would seem to be that, you have to explain if they set up Neros and Erchan, like when you normally think of a piercing menisa, what do you think of? Think of Erchanika. Right, I mean, what does this have to do with Pearson? Right, what does it do with Pearson? It doesn't have anything to do with Pearson. It's fine. So you could say, well, in shul there's 10 people or whatever, and they're going to hear it. But I mean, Pearson is public. See, I mean, it's true in shul there is a rabbi, you know. But and you do mention it. But like, I guess you'd ask Korintosis, what's this? So it seems like according to Tosis, though, you're right. According to Tosis, it seems like the takana of Pearson really has two aspects to it. Right? According to Rashi, you want to set up Pirsum Menisa. How'd they do it? Yeah, Hanukkah. According to Tosfos, how'd they set up Pirsum Menisa? Two things. Ner Hanukkah plus Al Nisim. Right? And Tefillah. Maybe eventually. Right? But Tefillah. So that's interesting. Right? So it's, you know, you could just say, well, look, the more the better. But it would seem it would be nicer if we could explain, you know, what's the idea of have this combo deal of Ner Hanukkah together with Al Nisim in order to accomplish Pirsum Menisa? Okay, good. So I think Avi's saying good is that in Ner Hanukkah it's like different than let's say Pirsum than Kriyas Megillah. Kriyas Megillah, you're actually telling the story of the Megillah in a public manner, right? Everyone's good reading it, you know, reading the Megillah, telling the story. But here, it's like you're lighting Neros, and that's a public display, but it doesn't really have any ideational content to it. There's no words about the thing. You're just lighting candles, okay? So what's the point of the candles? What are the ideas associated with the candles? What's the, you know, so by Al Hanisim, it gives some backstory. And it says the Neros were the Neros of the, you know, were basically based upon a war, a military victory, where God gave us back the Mikdash. You know, it's not that you have to say because the, you know, it's interesting. Al Nisim, you don't actually tell what happened with the miracle of the candles, but it provides a context to the whole thing. It's basically the Neros were giving us back the Mikdash, saving us from the oppression of the Greeks and allowing us.
Yes, it's
as far as the days of the war, but it also the kiyum of the days of the war is
Pinos Echlecha v'tiyos v'shtayim v'inur k'nos v'chatzos k'chacha. Are you saying that the piercing of those parts? Is it the piercing of other things?
Well, it's providing a context for the whole miracle of the candles. It's not actually spelling out the candles. It's not to tell just to tell the story of the candles, but it's showing the it's explaining the significance of the whole thing. you know, the significance of the candles and the neros of the neros of the thing isn't just the miracle of the candles, but it's showing you the whole importance of it and how it fits in. It's for part of a larger story. Just to have a miracle doesn't really mean anything.
Is it to explain the candles?
It gives, yes, it's to explain the meaning of the candles. Explain the meaning of the candles. It's not to explain. I think it doesn't. The focus isn't on the. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, there's two things. I'm not sure. You could say it's like the Nes had two parts: the war and the candles. And it's, the candles does the candles, and the Polynesian does the war. That's one way to go. Or you could say is that the Alanisim like provides the significance of the Nes. The Nes is not just we're happy that God did a miracle. We don't just need miracles. Right? But the idea of the miracle was that we were a Batsar, and it tells the story of the Tsar and we were being oppressed. And the miracle brought us back. That we had a military victory and the candles brought us back into the Mikdash. It allowed us to continue the Mikdash. Right? And therefore it's explaining the before and the after. And the miracle is what enabled it, the war, and also the candles. So, but like, it's a package deal. It's all one package. So they're kind of related answers. But the point is that the Pirsum is completed through the combination of the candles and the Alanisim. You know, and the Alnisim with the ideas which are explained in the Alnisim. Candles can't contain that much because it's just one Misa. Doesn't I mean if you'll say the candles point to the Neros, the Neis of the candles? But what about everything else? What about the war? What about the whole context of how it took place? Megillah tells you everything because the nature of the mitzvah is a mitzvah which explains. But here, the Misa HaMitzvah which they set up is like lacking. It demonstrates in a public way, but it doesn't have any ideational content really, or the ideational content isn't fleshed out in its fullest. So Alanisim, in a public setting, again, it's not on the streets. That's why, I mean, the candles are really public and on the streets, and all the Ereshus Rabbim see it. This is taking place in shuls, but in shuls through the tzibor. So they're explaining the fleshing out the full content of the Pirsum Anisa. So the two in combination, the Pirsum and the Anisa. Rashi apparently held that he didn't buy this. I mean, I'm not sure exactly why, but he held the Pirsum with the Nero, so that's it. And that brings to mind the ideas, and then whatever, that's the Pirsum, that's the public demonstration. The Shul Anisa is a different thing. Yeah. Pirsum is meaningful if you know this. I mean, just if you have lights, it doesn't really mean anything to anybody. If there's no ideas associated with it, you know, or at least the story of what these candles are and what they're supposed to remember, I don't think it's really Pearson, because you just publicly say, oh, you have lights, okay? But presumably they're lights which have no... If you see a light without a purpose, it's not an Eret Hashemesh, so the question is, what are those things? So, oh, there, that's an Eret because of the story, and there's whatever. And then you want to know more about it, go to Shul, and you'll hear they're talking about this whole story, and all, you know, so there's like a full... You know, it's involved. So it works on two levels. It works on the streets, and then it also works through the shuls. If you, you know, where we talk about it, Alanisim. You know, but in the house, that's already whatever. We'll get to that, right? So let me ask you a question. You with me so far? Could we answer our original question on Tosos? You know, the back burner. Could we bring our back burner to the front burner? So with this, I think we can answer that other kasha. Is that according to Tosfos, you can't really talk about the takana of Ner Chanukah outside of the takana of Al Nisan, because the takana of Ner Chanukah is Pearson, and the Pearson takes place through Ner Chanukah and Al Nisan together. Right? So it's saying, you know, Tosfos is saying is it doesn't make sense to leave Ner Chanukah, go to Ner Shabbos, and then bring up Al Nisan. According to Rashi, that's fine. According to Rashi, Al Nisan has nothing to do with Pearson, has nothing to do with Ner Chanukah. It's a totally separate thing than Yemei HaLevodah. So that's going to do Neros. So then it's the finish of Neros, then go to Hodah. Makes sense. But according to Tosfos, that's part and parcel of the whole takana of the Neros, is that it's Pirsum together with Alanisim. So then you got to mention the Sugya, talk about Alanisim, talk about the Pirsum together with the Neros. That's not a digression. That's not just a side point. That's part of the Pirsum of the candles. It's part of the Pirsum of the candles. All right, so that's his tema. Tema is based upon his framework of how he learns the Alanisim. It's a tema. What's the Gemara doing? Right? Why is the Gemara abandoning the Pirsum Anis before it's finished with it? Right? Okay, so it's a good answer. I mean, but I don't think it, you know, I don't know if it would be legitimate to posit this.
Does it
you know, without already seeing Rashi and Tosos, the next Rashi and Tosos, you know? Like, the Kasha isn't the... It's a good answer, and once you hear it, it makes good sense, you know? But it makes... Like, and I heard the Kasha, I happened to be learning this Sugya, and I knew the Rashi and Tosos, so I kind of... the answer presented itself to me, you know what I mean? But I don't know if you'd be able to posit that answer just because of this question. Because, again, you could have just said, Tosos knows, it's a tema, whatever, style, Tosos knows style, what do we know, you know? But now you don't have to say that. Now you see it's really a conceptual question. It's not just based upon Tosos' knowledge of style, you know? Okay, so where does that leave us? It's an important point, I think, in method, is that if Tosos has a tema, our job, our primary job, I think I talked about this a few months ago, our primary job is to understand Tosos' tema. It's not to answer Tosos' tema. Because if it's, I'm not saying you can't try to give an answer, but if you think until you think you have an answer that you think of it within 4 minutes or, you know, whatever. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying, I don't just mean to say, well, like, who are we and we're not, but, like, you're not understanding Tosos. Tosos has a tema, it's a tema, there's a problem here. So if you think you have an answer, so then you're learning different than Tosos. So you could answer it, and you could learn different than Tosos, but Tosos, you're trying to understand Tosos. You're not trying to answer Tosos and to one-up him. You're trying to understand them. And if he's saying it's a tema, there are a lot of guys in the school of Tosos, and they leave it as a tema, so they must be learning the sugya in a way that this is a tema. So look, and there's not every answer. I don't know, it's a kasha. They leave it as a kasha. Why did it do that? I don't know. That's what they want to know. They don't know why. They're not answering it. So if you have a good answer, so fine. You could be Rashi, and you could learn the sugya differently, and whatever. But your job is to get into the head of Tosos. When you're learning a Tosos, your job is to understand Tosos. Trying to understand the Rishon. And so if he's leaving it as a kasha, there's a problem. You know, afterwards, if you want, you could try to, you know, but... Yeah, what's your answer going to be? Your answer is going to be Rashi, but the Tosos doesn't hold that way. Tosos, you're not going to relearn. For instance, Tosos is going to relearn the sugya because of this tema. Because look, the sugya, the way he learns Al Nisim, for whatever reason he learns Al Nisim is Pirsum, all that. So let's say you learn that way, and conceptually you hold that's the way Pirsum, that the Neros demand Al Nisim, and they're one package deal. So now you see this tema. So I don't know the style. Why do you do that? I don't know. You're not going to throw out your pshat because of that kasha. Because look, these kinds of kashas are, you know, whatever, the style, I don't know. It's not, you know, it's not like an earth-shattering kasha. It's not kasha going to change your old svara because of it. You're just saying, is it tema? What's the answer? I don't know. Tosos doesn't know. But, you know, not every kasha demands that you throw out your old svara and change your old pshat. You know? Like, you have a good svara in the Rambam. Someone will ask you, oh, so that's a svara. Why did the Rambam order it like this and not like that? You say, I don't know. I'm not going to give a different svara because of the order. It would be nice. Look, it's nice if you could your svara could explain the order. But I don't know, there are a lot of different factors in order. A lot of different factors. Order is the kind of thing you can't really, could be a lot of, you know, some external reason because, I don't know, who knows. Maybe there's a different girsa added to the other order. You know. Okay, so where does that leave us? Exactly. So now we have to explain Birchas HaMazon, right? So what's the question of Birchas HaMazon, which is the bias? Do you say that's not Pirsum Kulei Hai? Do you say that also demands Al Nisim or no? Right? Okay, so why don't we leave that to think about? Let's leave that overnight. What? Within Tosos, exactly. Within Tosos. So what's his, how does he learn the Gemara? The Abaye of the Gemara, right? Do you say that the Pirsum Nisim, which is not Kulei Hai, hopefully within this framework which we set up, right? I mean, now we have some conceptual way to understand Tosos and his whole way of learning things. You know, it's interesting, by the way. I mean, the methodology I think is also important. Is we didn't jump right into trying to explain Tosos, kind of, you know, backtracking. You know, first dealing with Tefillah. You know, you kind of get a framework. You feel like now you're in a better position, hopefully, to explain the Ibaya and Tosos. I mean, it's still a hard Ibaya, but at least now you kind of know where he's coming from. You understand how he's looking at Al Nisim and the Pirsum of Al Nisim, and you know, so hopefully now you have a conceptual framework in which to frame an Ibaya. As opposed to just taking the Tosos straight up and says Pirsum Kulei Hai, and you know, I think you're in a better place to be able to answer it, to be able to explain it. So I guess we'll try this tomorrow.